And we're back on Daily Today on 99.3 Nigeria Inc. For the papers are in. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Inc. for 99.3. Let's start with the Punch, page 2 of the Punch. FG, MDA's bar unvaccinated visitors, Lagos to demand jab cards at parties.
That's the part that actually attracted me. The federal government had already said that if you're unvaccinated, you won't be allowed into any federal premises. Meanwhile, there was a story by Reuters yesterday that indicated that we had about 1 million doses of the vaccine that have expired that we haven't utilized. This was by Reuters yesterday. And that was because, of course, because we went begging, what we got under the COVAX arrangement was such that by the time it arrived, it had very little time to expire. But don't let's bother ourselves about that now. We know the kind of country we're living in. I must give, as far as this COVID handling goes, I must give Governor Sanwo-Olu a lot of credit at attempting to curtail the spread of this virus. How successful he has been is best measured on how worse it could have been had him and his Commissioner for Health not put in all the various things that they did at the beginning of the pandemic. So the latest development we have here, according to the Punch, is that Sanwo-Olu disclosed that all social events in the state must be duly registered. I think that happens now. I don't think you can have an event without it being registered. I stand to be corrected. And because when you do register from the gentleman who came, they would be sending their representatives. So, but what he now says is that he said every attendee of a social gathering must now present their evidence of vaccination. So if you are going to go for a wedding, naming ceremony, funeral, whatever, you need to have the evidence of your whatever.
Who is supposed to stop you if you don't have?
Well, I think that once you register to have an event, the officials will send in one or two people to stand at the gate. As the bouncer is checking your invitation, they move you to the next man, and he checks your whatever it is.
So you just have to go everywhere with your card now, right?
You have to. You better laminate it. You have to go everywhere with your card. And this is what my good friend Wengo Motsosho said yesterday. He says that where possible, events should be held in an outdoor space. Occupancy limit at any event must not exceed 60% of maximum design. I've seen people do more than 60%. You see, it's good to have all these measures. Once again, we'll call on Lagos State government. Enforcement is key. And you need, one of the best ways of enforcement is making an example out of somebody who defaults. You need to hunt. Governor needs to tell his people, give me 10 people.
I think there's got to be a legal angle to this. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud now that there's got to be some legal argument to it.
Well, yes, meaning that what law would you be breaking?
Yeah.
Well, look, we're in the middle of a pandemic. I think the Attorney General should quickly sort that out. But we're doing this for... And indeed, you should be more than happy, the host of the party itself, should be more than happy to insist that... You have a point there. But it's not everything that we have to wait to tidy up legally before we do. This is like a state of war. And so you must present your vaccination card or digital barcode page showing at least the first dose, that you've taken the first dose, but preferably double dose full vaccination. Then if you haven't been vaccinated and you want to come to my son's wedding or Sheriff's second wedding,
don't even mention it.
But I've made an example of myself.
You didn't say fourth wedding or fifth wedding.
You don't have a son who's old enough to marry. I have.
No, I'm saying you did not say fourth wedding or fifth wedding for yourself.
No, I said second wedding. There's a provision.
Don't put any provision.
Oh, okay, let me take Sheriff out. Philip.
Yes, yeah, Philip.
He's always the fall guy. Anyway, if you've not been vaccinated and you want to attend a function, then you must have a negative polymerase chain reaction within 72 hours, meaning that you have to go for some kind of test.
Yeah, the PCR.
PCR test, and so on and so forth. Well, we can only but try. The funny thing about this Omicron variant is that it will be manifesting in quite a lot of people who won't even know that they have COVID, because we hear that the whatever is mild. Mm-hmm. Is mild. So there are loads of us walking around, we have this. It might even just go eventually, like all flus. Mm-hmm. You know, 7 days rest, take a lot of paracetamol. Maybe we need to get one of my Dr. Ayeni. Maybe I need to get Dr. Ayeni in. We'll do that tomorrow. Philip, please remind me. Call Dr. Ayane to tell us about this new one.
Yeah.
Because apparently it's mild. It comes like a cold, cough, and so on and so forth.
Right. Do you think we're overreacting?
I think the world is overreacting. But then, you see, I'd rather have us overreact than be caught. What I need to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that more variants are coming. This is not it's not my portion thing. We are going to be saddled, like Theresa May said, with all kinds of, what do you call them? I wanted to call them apartheid. You see, when you study too much, that will happen. You know, like viruses. I wanted to call it
apartheid. they've said like more would come.
Yeah, we are gonna be having, and I think that the world just has to learn to live with this with these viruses. This variant, for example, is a much milder form. And we might be overreacting, but only. And you must admit that there's some politics and business in all this. If you watch Mission Impossible 3, I think, and 2 or 3, and it will give you an idea of how these things happened. In that movie, the business side of things, they produce the virus and then later produce the. produce whatever, you know, and stuff like that. So you can't take these things out completely.
Yeah. Let's go back to that Lagos State's move once again. Something also came to mind, like, when you were reading that, as to this would be like a jail for the boys. If you send somebody to go and be checking vaccination cards, we know how, I mean, yeah. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, this could also be like, I mean, people buy vaccination cards.
Yeah, you buy more.
They can print it out in mass and share as
part of. Yes, it's the kind of people that we are. And we'll pay dearly for
it. So it won't really stop anything.
It won't stop anything, but the government at least has to. That's why I say that the government has to be resolute. The governor has to call his team now. I challenge you, before the end of next week, I want 20 people, preferably identifiable people, that I can punish. You remember the last time we were talking about cars who were seized and so on and so forth. We didn't know who was, and then all of a sudden it died down.
That's right.
We've always accused Governor Sanwo-Olu of, you know, not wanting to apply the law. This time, look for examples. Look for VIPs. Close your eyes and deal with them decisively. That's what's going to happen. You need to look at. That's how.
Shut down parties.
Shut down. Look, listen. Idi Agbon of blessed memory, in the time of Baba's first outing, Idi Agbon, when they put in all these decrees, he said, I want X number of examples to do. That's how come. I know the number of VIPs that were caught passed down with currencies in their pocket. And that's eventually what happened. As soon as the court fell out, I remember way back then, a phone call went to Supreme Headquarters, we have ads. That's a very good example. I'm not saying that's what happened in his case. I'm just trying to draw some correlation here. You need to set an example. Make an example of people. You can't make an example of those who use sirens. People still cover their plate numbers, all kinds of VIPs push you off the road. And it's a free fall.
Did you hear the story of a last mile officer who was knocked down by the police playing one way? She was trying to stop.
I saw the video.
Yeah, you saw,
I hope she's alive.
Yes, she is.
I saw the video. A woman. No, Lagos is gradually becoming lawless, but I'm tired of criticizing this government. I don't know. We say, okay, let's try and help them. But it's becoming so lawless, you know. At every time, the issue of Okada is even yesterday, as I was going out of Lagos on a cold bridge. I could have sworn there would be close to about 60 of Okadas heading my way.
60?
Yes, there were close to about 60 heading my way because there was traffic on the other side. Mm. They all shifted to this side. Mm. And what they tried to do is come over the culvert in an attempt. Sometimes they could run in front of you. It's. But I don't want to go there this morning. I don't want to get myself unduly agitated. Today is a dear Bumi day. Mm. So take it nice and gentle.
Let's take this one story from one more Omicron story, then we'll move away. Omicron, angry governors, senators, reps attack UK government over red list. This is in Vanguard page 5.
This is preposterous. Mm. I don't know. This sense of entitlement that we seem to have, you know, has become a national disease and malaise.
And this one just pains them.
What rights are you claiming to go to another man's country if they say they don't want you? I don't understand where this is coming from. We are not in this. These people say, don't come until we are ready to accept you. So what's the hue and cry all about? Why don't you have some national pride? If you have nowhere to spend spend a vacation, go somewhere else. Or improve your own country. If you have a doctor's appointment, you can't meet it. Do have good hospitals in your country. Mm. So all this National Assembly spent time. What didn't they say? It's stigmatization. It is this, it is that. Deep inside them, they know that they've not arranged things properly at home.
Yeah.
It was only one rep who said it is a wake-up call on Nigeria to self-develop.
Yes, I saw that story.
Yes, it was the one who said, look, this is a wake-up call. We can't continue to do things the wrong way. Do you think other countries are ready to take the rubbish that you do? They're not. And when you look at it again, somebody should tell me what the United Kingdom government has to gain by stopping us from coming in with all the ill-gotten money that would have taken to spend there at Christmas. Why are we behaving like crybabies? I even heard that the National Association of Nigerian Students went to the British.
Yes,
come on.
They give ultimatum. I think 72 hours.
Don't
like,
we have pride?
What are you doing?
Why do we have this sense of entitlement that we have is a dangerous phenomenon. As you are sitting down here, some people believe that it is your job to buy their Christmas turkey or Christmas chicken or kolash or fan
omo. You know,
it's a thing that is building us up, and we have overreacted. Whilst the British, you might say, have overreacted in what. You know, in what they have done, maybe not.
Right.
But we, in our own reaction, we have overreacted, and it has made us look silly. We are like crybabies. I mean, so how do you want the British to feel? We ask these people not to come to our country for fears of this and that, and they have gone overboard in their reaction. The National Assembly is all shut down, and that's what they discuss. They haven't discussed our own affairs. They haven't discussed the level of hunger. They haven't discussed the spate of accidents that we have. They haven't discussed how we don't have health facilities. Look, another former governor is in the UK now. I read in the papers, I think it was on Tuesday, some senators went to visit him in the United Kingdom. Oh, my God. And he sat there in his majesty and was giving opinions on what, shamelessly for that matter. When you were governor for 8 years, why did you put up a facility in your state that wouldn't have demanded you going to an orthopedic hospital to do a knee operation? Let's get real, people. We are shameless. That's what it's all about. Some of them have booked Christmas. They've done this, they've done that. You've made your own country unlivable, wiped out everything inside. Now, because you've been told to stay back, you become crybabies. You become crybabies. We are shameless. And are people who also... How would you, as a senator, you pack yourselves, hopefully not with, I hope it wasn't with state money, to go see a leader, a so-called leader, who rather than build that kind of facility in his own state, has gone abroad for an ordinary knee injury. You know the other one too, S.A. Ngilon?
Yes, S.A. S.A. I don't know my
name. I don't know about that one. And the Senate says that Nigerians deserve better treatment. It's not targeted at you. It's a safety measure. Can't you smell the coffee? It's I can understand sometimes you want to. What actually should have been said, what the government should have said yesterday is that, we are going to engage maybe it appears that the UK government, you know, they have a misunderstanding about certain things. We are going to engage with them and resolve this matter. With that, you even earn some self-respect. With this one,
yeah.
Mm.
No, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let's start with the Vanguard, page four. Yes. This time. Let's move back a little bit. Page four, Dowen College, police interrogate four more students.
This becomes more and more of a puzzle. Why do I get a feeling that we are moving at snail speed? See when the event happened. See when, after pressure, we would assume. Police are now interrogating former students. What about the supposed students who were said to have gone out of this country? What has happened to their parents? Because I repeat, if it is true that you have one or two students who have gone abroad or whatever it is, their parents obviously become suspects. They become accomplices because that means they aided the students to escape justice. I think the police need to be more forthcoming. It's not going to go away. And I think the police commissioner should realize that this thing is going to become every man for himself and God for us all. So he should quickly make sure that the needful is done. He should make sure that there is something that puzzled me. Let me read this report. It says here, revelations have emerged about how Sylvester died in Warri, Delta State. Okay, are you listening?
I'm with you. Uh-huh. I'm with you.
It was gathered that Sylvester fell ill while in school. The school is in Lagos. Mm-hmm. And the school management called his father's attention to this. The father, it was gathered, was said to be in Warri, but he quickly sent his cousin to the school to check on the boy and furnish him with details. On arrival at the school, the cousin was said to have taken the boy to Ibadan for medical attention.
Okay.
In his state.
Okay.
In his state, you took him to Ibadan. Investigations revealed that while in Ibadan, the boy's case worsened, and that made the cousin transfer him to Warri, obviously maybe to meet his father for further attention. I think an autopsy will just solve this problem. We'll know what actually killed this guy. Because some people are insisting that it was football and so on and so forth. And the story here says that the Lagos state government keeps mum. It says that meanwhile, following the arrest of three of the students allegedly mentioned by the late Sylvester, officials of the Ministry of Education has refused to make further comments on the matter. And I agree with them. I think let's be less emotional now and let's wait and see what the results will bring. They're going to do the autopsy will reveal a lot. Then we can now make what we would call informed comments on what is going on. So, and this is what the commissioner said, Mrs. Adefisayo, that since the police have started to the matter, further inquiries should be directed to them. Yes, I agree with that completely. Some reps here says that they want the students placed on a no-fly list. The House of Representatives yesterday mandated the IG to ensure that justice was duly served in the death of Sylvester, asking him to assume the investigation and prosecution. There's no need for the IG to assume investigation. There are enough departments for this to happen. The resolution followed the constitution of a motion and so on and so forth. Let's be honest, the IG cannot do everything. We expect even at the commissioner of police level, it should be able to give us a fair criminal, except of course if we believe that something, there's some compromise going on.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Sometimes it could be the result as a result of lack of trust at some level.
It's not at some level. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Yeah.
Look at the incident that took place last week. I heard one of your callers this morning who said that he was amazed that, okay, this bus or truck ran into students and they died. That he was amazed that people have lost confidence in the police and burnt the vehicle and did this and went on a rampage. In other countries and in Nigeria of old, once the police come in, they take control of the situation immediately. But increasingly we are losing faith in the police, and that is what has probably led to this man
saying
that the IG should take control. But the IG is not going to do anything but pass the file back to the Commissioner of Police. I think what matters most is that all of us should keep our eyes on what's going on and continue to ask questions.
That's right.
But the confidence in the authorities, of course, is waning. We won't deceive ourselves about that.
Talking about that story you just mentioned, it's right here in the inside page of the Punch newspaper. Mob vandalized vehicles as truck crushed 10 Lagos students. Police declared 2 dead.
Yeah, that's the story let's also be very, very, I'm not being religious or anything, but I think that we need redemption. I think, and I'm saying this with a lot of seriousness, that there's more than meets the eye in this continued assault on our children.
It's scary.
It's scary. Honestly, as a parent, honestly, I have shivers down my spine. And we need to, whatever we can do, because we can't run away from the fact that some things that happen to us are spiritual. We can't run away from it, whether we live in denial, in any religion whatsoever. So our elders, they should know what to do. You know, it's this assault on our children. This one died. Here, he crushed 10 students. 10! And two police, just as bad, declared dead. The driver took to his heels. Apparently, it is being said in some quarters that he was trying to dodge some road jazz situation. We don't know whether it was with FIR, whether it's the Road Safety Commission, or whether
we can't
with the
confirm that. Yes.
We can't confirm that. But it is depressing. It is depressing that as we are talking about Sylvester, we have another 10 kids dead. I mean, for how long are we going to be doing this? You know, it's a very, very depressing. Look, another one here. Abductors demand $5 million for 4 kidnapped Delsu students. And maybe we'll start reading the crime page or the news Metro news page for you to see some of the. Look at this one now. Unilorin mourns as crash claims man, wife, children, student. 2 killed as car rams into truck on Onitsha Oka Highway. This is, and look at this story. This is not a student, but it says, man commits suicide after losing company 150,000 naira bet. It was the death of a man, Adegbite. He allegedly committed suicide after losing 150,000 naira to sports betting. There's something, 3 kidnapped Ogun Church members rescued, suspected rapists arrested, 4 men remanded for stealing laptop and phones. These are not ordinary times. And I plead with those who know and those who can, you know, to beg God in all his mercies to save us from these things. It's as traumatic as it is for the direct victims' families, as it is for you and I hearing this on a Wednesday morning. Every day, you know, it's quite traumatic.
Yes, indeed. Let's take one last story before we go. Page 8 of the Vanguard has this one here that says, alleged 13 billionaire arms fraud. EFCC charges ex-army chief Minima 2 generals.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission has filed criminal charges against the former chief of army staff, Minima, over alleged diversion of 13 billion. Meant for procurement of arms. 13 billion. Whether this gentleman is found guilty or not, we don't seem to know. What we do know is that 13 billion meant for diversion, meant for whatever, has been, it might not be him, might not find him guilty, but there's a question around 13 billion in procurement of arms. You then ask yourself the question, is this the only case that would be? Of course not. So what does that tell you about our current security state? Your guess is as good as mine. These are the things that our senators and whatever need to look at critically. critically and find ways and means to block all these loopholes, rather than bother themselves about not being allowed into the United Kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, this country is in a total state of stagnation and decay. This general, former chief of army staff, Major General Adetayo, and the former director of finance and accounts of the Nigerian Army, Brigadier General Odi, they have not been found guilty, please note that, but they've just been taken to court to have their day in court to answer allegations of diversion of funds.
Mm.
For us, what it just means is that whether they are found guilty or not,
yeah,
we have 113 billion that there are questions to be answered about.
Right.
So the next thing we ask ourselves is, could it be more than this? If it's more than this, so what magic do we expect our troops to perform with in securing our lives? You see why you never get a... They're not been found guilty yet, so I can't even talk about that just yet. But I leave the rest to your imagination.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up at 9? Diabomi?
Yeah, but I'm not kind of... We'll have to do it, but... the mood one is in right now. But we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do the Ebomi. I was just going to take a pass on it and do something else. I mean, but we'll have to do it. Life must go on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll do the Ebomi.
All right, then. Jimmy will be back at 9 with the Ebomi. Yes. In the meantime, news is next at the top of the hour. Thank you all for being a part of Daily Today for today. Many thanks to our partners as well. After the news, we'll talk cultism in secondary schools. Stay here with us here on Nigeria Info.
Oh, more. It's so easy to learn anything today.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.